Okay, so this deep dive comes straight from the Supply Chain Informs website.
That's right.
And today, we're really getting into FICTIV's 10th annual State of Manufacturing and Supply Chains report. This one's for 2025.
Yeah, it's a big one. Lots of data in there.
Definitely. And our mission, really, for you listening, is simple. We want to pull out the crucial shifts, the real worries, and the key trends. Mm-hmm. These are things that hundreds of supply chain and manufacturing leaders are pointing to.
So it gives a really broad picture.
Exactly. Think of this as like your shortcut to understanding the pulse right now and, you know, where things are headed in this whole sector.
And what's really striking, I think, is just the sheer breadth of it. All those perspectives together.
Yeah.
It gives us this powerful lens, you know, to see not just isolated things, but the big, widespread feelings and expected changes across the industry.
Totally agree. And well, right off the bat, the first thing that jumps out is this level of concern around global business uncertainty, it seems. Hmm. Almost off the charts.
Oh, it is, yeah. The report says nearly every leader surveyed, I mean, we're talking almost 100%, is concerned.
Wow.
Concerned about trade wars speeding up and, you know, rising in the next few years.
And is that linked to anything specific?
Well, yeah, it's not just this vague worry. Mm-hmm. It seems heavily tied to the upcoming U.S. presidential transition.
Ah, oh, okay.
And the potential for, you know, big shifts in trade policies. Get this, 96% specifically called out the impact of those policies as a concern.
96%, that's practically unanimous, isn't it?
Pretty much.
And it sounds like this isn't just like a passive oh dear feeling. There's a real expectation that things could actually escalate.
Exactly right. A huge 93% believe a trade war is likely to get worse.
Okay.
And what's really telling, I think, is the jump in those who are very concerned. That figure hit 42%.
42%, very concerned.
Yeah, and that's up 6 percentage points just from last year.
Huh?
That kind of shift, you know, it really highlights this growing anxiety.
Yeah.
Real nervousness about the stability of global trade and what it means directly for businesses like yours.
So this isn't just like background chatter. It's becoming a real driving force in how companies are planning for the future.
Precisely. The report flags that 91% of these leaders are now actively factoring global tensions right into their long-term supply chain strategies.
21%.
And that's up 5 points from 2024. So you can see a real tangible shift in planning.
Right.
It's not just about hoping for the best anymore, is it? Companies are actively strategizing for, well, potentially a more fractured global landscape.
Which probably means moving away from those purely cost-driven, super-optimized global setups.
I think so, yeah. Moving towards maybe more resilient, even if slightly more expensive, regional or, you know, domestic networks.
That makes total sense. I mean, if you're staring down that kind of instability, you'd want to sort of batten down the hatches, wouldn't you? Secure things closer to home. And, well, that leads us right into the next big theme, which is this idea of accelerating supply chain disruptions, things moving faster.
Indeed. There's a clear feeling, a recognition that you need more agility, more speed in managing these chains.
So how are they responding?
Well, one of the main ways we're seeing is this strong push towards onshoring.
Bringing production back.
Yeah. 68% of leaders are prioritizing it in 2025.
Okay.
And this is especially true in sectors that need really intricate parts, often at scale. Think medtech, EVs, clean energy, that kind of thing.
Right, complex stuff.
The logic seems to be about getting more control, relying less on potentially shaky international partners, and crucially, shortening those sometimes very long lead times.
Onshoring sounds great in theory, you know, more control, shorter leads. But the report also throws a bit of a curveball into that, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. While the desire to bring production home is strong, a really significant number, 77%, report a major roadblock.
77%. What's the block?
A lack of sufficient resources, just not having enough people, capital, or infrastructure to actually manage their supply chains effectively.
And that number's gone up.
Yeah, it's increased since 2024,
which
suggests, you know, a growing strain.
Mm.
So you've got this ambitious goal onshoring, which often needs big upfront investment and specialized skills.
Right.
But a large majority are already feeling stretched thin on resources.
That creates a real tension, doesn't it? You have this big ambition hitting up against a very real lack of capacity.
Exactly. A definite clash.
It makes you wonder if we'll see maybe a slower rollout of onshoring than people hoped, or perhaps more focus on just regionalizing, not full domestic production.
That's a really crucial question, I think. And the report also points out, even with the suppliers they already have, companies are facing basic challenges.
Like what?
Well, 52% mentioned depending too much on specific suppliers, problems with supplier quality, and just the sheer complexity of compliance. Major ongoing headaches. So it's not just about where the factory is located. It's also about how reliable and how good your partners are wherever they are.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe some companies are really mature here, but quite a few are still wrestling with some pretty fundamental operational issues.
That seems fair to say.
And this lack of resources bumping up against the onshoring dream, it does suggest the road ahead may be, well, a bit bumpier than just let's make everything at home again.
Mm-hmm.
And this struggle, I guess, it naturally feeds into another key thing the report flags. It's getting harder to scale production.
Precisely. The report really underlines that scaling up is more difficult now. Especially, it seems, finding good, high-quality partners for those lower-volume builds.
The starting point for innovation, often.
Exactly. Those initial runs.
And this sounds like a major roadblock for growth, the report says.
Yeah.
What is it? A huge 91% of leaders face barriers to product innovation and introduction.
91%. It's massive.
And within that, fully 50% are struggling specifically to find fast, high-quality sources for those initial smaller production runs.
Exactly. And this is where you see the traditional product development cycle almost getting, well, flipped on its head.
How so?
It used to be, you know, have a great idea, then figure out mass production.
Right.
Now, the report suggests the variability to even make those first prototypes, those small batches, is being held back because it's so hard to get the right parts and materials quickly and reliably.
And the time just spent trying to secure those bits and pieces is having a knock-on effect elsewhere, right?
Yes, absolutely. 86% report that the sheer time and resources they have to pour into just sourcing parts is directly taking away from their ability to innovate, to introduce new products.
Wow. Think about that. Just keeping the current supply chain running is actually stopping them from developing what comes next.
It's a huge drag on progress.
So the energy that should be going into designing, you know, the next EV or new surgical gear or even rockets, the report mentions those kinds of innovation heavy areas.
Yeah.
That energy is instead being spent on the often like mundane but critical job of just getting the necessary parts in the door.
That's a pretty fundamental shift of the dynamics, isn't it?
It really is.
The supply chain isn't just this reactive thing that kicks in after design anymore.
No.
It's becoming a critical, maybe even limiting factor in the whole innovation life cycle.
That's a powerful insight.
Although, on a slightly more positive note within all this, the report does keep highlighting the essential role of digital manufacturing platforms.
Ah, yes, that stood out too. 90% of leaders consistently say these platforms are essential for production.
90%. And that's up from 86% last year.
Huh.
So a clear, growing reliance on digital tools.
Makes sense.
It shows there's understanding that tech is vital for navigating these complex sourcing and production issues.
Right.
These platforms can give you better visibility, maybe streamline communication, connect you with more suppliers.
There's a but coming, I feel.
Well, yes. The report subtly points out that even with these digital tools, the basic challenge of finding reliable partners and actually managing the sourcing process effectively, that remains a big hurdle.
So tech helps, but doesn't solve the core sourcing problem.
Not entirely, no.
Still, that point about sourcing itself becoming the bottleneck for innovation, that really hits home. It shows just how tangled up the supply chain is with everything else now.
It really does. And, you know, as companies are wrestling with these production and innovation challenges, they're also facing these undeniable pressures around sustainability.
Yes, sustainability. It feels like that's moved from maybe the edge of the conversation right into the center based on this report.
Oh, absolutely. Central pillar is a good way to put it. A really remarkable 95% report that weather and extreme climate issues are already impacting their supply chains.
95% already impacting.
And their overall business strategy in 2025. That near universal recognition. I mean, that signals a fundamental shift in how businesses see environmental risks.
It's not just like doing good anymore, is it? It's basic risk management, safeguarding the business against real frequent disruptions.
Exactly. And it seems this awareness is actually translating into action.
How so?
Well, the report's quite positive here. 91% of leaders say they've put sustainability initiatives and actual governance structures in place.
Governance structures, okay.
To actively drive their sustainability goals. This is a clear upward trend from past years.
Right.
It shows a growing commitment to embedding these environmental factors into core operations.
Right.
We're really seeing more focus on that triple bottom line idea, people, planet, profits.
That's a strong signal. It suggests companies are moving beyond just setting targets and are actually building the frameworks to maybe achieve them.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, the report connects these sustainability efforts back to what we were talking about earlier, onshoring and nearshoring.
That's right. Over half, 52%, believe that bringing production closer through onshoring or nearshoring is actually a key tactic for supporting their sustainability goals.
Okay, what's the thinking there? Less shipping miles.
That's often the rationale, yeah. Reducing the environmental footprint of long-distance transport and maybe getting better oversight of environmental practices within the closer supply chain.
Makes sense. However, the report also adds a bit of nuance there too, doesn't it? It's not quite that simple.
It does, yeah. While nearshoring can definitely offer some green benefits, the report cautions that it's not like a complete silver bullet.
Right.
Geopolitical factors, economic pressures, mm-hmm. they can still heavily sway sourcing decisions. Mm-hmm. And just moving production geographically doesn't automatically fix every environmental challenge.
So shorter supply chains can help with sustainability, but it's not a guaranteed fix-all.
Not a magic bullet, no.
But still, that overwhelming agreement on climate impacts and the proactive steps on governance, that really does point to a pretty fundamental and maybe encouraging shift in how businesses are thinking about their environmental role.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the final major trend the report highlights. Maybe one of the most transformative ones.
Let me guess.
AI. You got it. Artificial intelligence. The continued accelerating advancement and adoption of AI.
Yeah, AI just keeps popping up everywhere, doesn't it? Sounds like manufacturing and supply chains are no different.
Not at all. In fact, the report identifies AI as the number one trend leaders believe will shape their long-term strategy.
The top trend. Wow.
And what's really interesting is that a significant chunk, 87%, report already having advanced levels of maturity in their AI implementations.
87% advanced? That seems surprisingly high. It's not just talk then.
No, this isn't just theory. It's happening now and apparently at quite a sophisticated level for many.
Then where are they using it? Is it widespread?
Very much so, according to the report. A strong 94% are leveraging AI across all sorts of areas in manufacturing and supply chains.
Right.
Things like product design, demand forecasting, inventory management, the whole gamut, really.
Okay.
This widespread use really underlines how valuable and versatile AI is seen to be for tackling these complex problems and boosting efficiency.
It sounds like AI is viewed as just a critical tool now, mm-hmm. essential for staying competitive, staying agile in this complex world.
That seems to be the perception.
Oh.
And the report also offers an interesting comparison.
Oh, yeah.
It asks leaders about the top trends shaping long-term strategy. 56% cited AI.
Okay, over half.
While 53% cited economic headwinds.
Oh, so neck and neck.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It suggests that while the economy is obviously a huge concern, AI is seen as equally, maybe even slightly more influential in shaping the future direction of the industry.
That's fascinating. And are they seeing practical benefits already?
It seems so. The report notes that nearly 100%.
Almost everyone again.
A report. Their teams are already making better use of AI in their day-to-day tasks.
Okay.
Which suggests AI isn't just some high-level strategy thing. It's actually having a measurable impact on operations on the ground level,
yeah.
helping teams make better decisions, automating routine stuff.
So AI is clearly this powerful, pervasive force.
I
assume the report adds a note of caution. It's not magic, right?
It does, exactly. Yeah. While acknowledging the huge potential, the report wisely reminds us, you know, it's not a singular solution for all supply chain challenges.
Yeah.
It's a critical tool, yes. But how effective it is depends on how well it's implemented, the quality of the data it learns from, and the overall strategy it fits into.
Makes sense. Still, that widespread adoption, the increasing sophistication, touching everything from design right through to inventory, it really signals a profound tech transformation happening right now.
It really does. And when you kind of pull all these key findings together,
yeah.
what you get is a picture of a really dynamic, maybe somewhat turbulent landscape looking towards 2025.
Absolutely. So just to sort of wrap it up for you listening, we're seeing this significant uncertainty driven by potential trade wars.
Mm. Big concern there.
A strong push for onshoring that's kind of hitting a wall with resource limits.
That's it too. Yeah.
A worrying trend where the supply chain itself is becoming a bottleneck for innovation.
Critical point.
A really powerful growing focus on sustainability driven by real climate concerns.
Definitely central now.
And finally, the pervasive, rapidly maturing integration of AI right across the board.
That's a great summary. And hopefully this deep dive gives you a crucial snapshot of where things stand and where they seem to be heading. You know, a well-informed perspective on the key forces shaping things.
Definitely. So here's a final thought maybe for you to chew on. Considering all these interconnected challenges, you've got the geopolitical instability, the resource constraints, the absolute need for sustainability, and this transformative power of AI. What fundamental shifts, maybe in business models or even global collaboration, might actually be necessary to navigate the future of supply chains effectively?
That's the big question, isn't it? A lot to consider there.
It really is. Well, this deep dive has been brought to you by Supply Chain Informs,
your trusted destination for daily news, in-depth analysis, and real-world strategies that move the industry forward.
That's right. Visit supplychaininforms.com to stay ahead with curated content and essential updates.